In the gospel reading days, we hear about this boy who was possessed. We have to consider a couple of things. First of all, the stuff is real. We live in a society where psychologists and lawyers have told us there are no such thing as demons, therefore nobody can be possessed. That's the devil at work. He wants you to believe that he doesn't exist. He wants you to believe that these things are just psychological problems. Yeah, right, kids have psychological problems, so they go into convulsions, they get thrown into fire and water. Sure, that's just psychological issues. No, these things are real, and they're not anything to play with. That is another problem we've got today. We have all kinds of Catholic people who are playing footsie with evil. Oh, it's just cute, Father. It's okay. No, it is not. It's a mortal sin. You don't play with witchcraft. You don't play with tarot cards. You don't play with horoscopes. You don't play with palm readers. You don't play with psychics. You don't play games with these people. This is just plain evil. So we need to be clear about that for ourselves. And we need to get all this garbage out of our houses and out of our lives, because it's just opening the door for evil to walk right into your house. It's just cute. Yeah, Pokemon, we just make demons look like cartoon characters, so they're cute. We give them to our kids because they're cute. And then I have people literally argue with me that all this stuff is fine because it's for kids. What would the devil want more? So we need to see how evil works. These people are not stupid. The devil is obviously way smarter than all of us combined. Do you think that he is going to be in your face like a fire-breathing dragon that is with a growly voice and doing evil things? No, he's going to present you as a friend. He's going to be real nice. He's going to tell you exactly what you want to hear. Isn't that a whole lot easier to get somebody to trip and fall? In a society like ours, where everything is about compromising the truth, don't give it up completely, just compromise it. It's exactly what he's managed to do. And so now we have all these Catholic people who are playing games with all this evil stuff. So if you've got something like a Ouija board in your house, get rid of it. Your grandchildren are playing games like Bloody Mary and light as a feather, stiff as a board, things like that. It needs to stop. Charlie was a big one that came out a few years ago. Basically, it's a Ouija board, but a much more simplified form of it. You see, the devil doesn't care. He'll make it look like a game. He'll make it look fun. He'll make it look exciting. And for some odd reason in our human nature, we are far more attracted to evil than we are to good. It's just enticing. And he knows it. As long as he doesn't make it look too terribly evil. And so he tries to make it look fun and exciting. And we fall for this trash. Now we hear about this little boy in the scripture. You have to understand, when you're talking about young children, he said he's been this way since he was a child. Only the biggest demons go after little children, because they're too arrogant to go after adults. So they go for the children. That's why when you hear about what happened to this boy, it's so extreme. Because the demon in this thing is huge. which is also part of the reason that even the disciples couldn't get rid of it, because the thing is going to be a massive demon. And the stuff that they do to these poor kids, but they make them all kinds of promises. Oh, I'll help you with this. I'll do this for you. Again, they make themselves look like a friend. And suddenly, now we have kids with superpowers. Well, at least we have kids with preternatural powers, that's for sure. Because they want whatever the devil will offer to them. He does the same thing to all of us. What is it that you want? He'll give it to you, but it always comes with a cost. There's no such thing as a free lunch. When you're dealing with our Lord, it's about charity. He's not looking for anything in return. When you're dealing with Satan, it's pure selfishness. It's all about him. He will give you something, but only because he's going to get something far greater in return. What do you want? Money? Fame? All kinds of materialism? He'll provide it all at the cost of your soul. So in a materialistic society like ours, we're sitting ducks for this stuff. Some people want knowledge. Some people want to predict the future. Some people want all these things. And he's going to be right there to offer it. So Jesus said the only way you can get rid of these things is through prayer. In other words, when you're dealing with demonic things, even if you look at the exorcists, obviously knowledge and experience are tremendously huge. But holiness is what's most important. You think of the exorcist who obviously has to be a priest. He stands in the person of Jesus Christ. He can command in the name of Jesus and so on. But then you look out through history, and there are exorcisms that are being done, and even teams of priests aren't able to get rid of it. And yet a holy nun can pray, and boom, the thing is gone. And so it's holiness. It's humility. That's what the devil can't handle. He has none. And so if you're humble, he has no power over you. Our society doesn't know what humility is, so it's a pretty rare thing to find these days. So he's having a field day. So we need to pray. We need to pray not so much to be able, in this case, to get rid of him. That's for the priest to deal with. They need to pray too. But it's a matter of prayer so that we have the discernment. It's a matter of prayer so that we can protect ourselves from the attacks of the devil. And he's going to attack. And he's going to attack in whatever way he can find any chink in your armor. Whatever it is. So we have to learn a lesson from the father of this kid. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. It's not that he didn't believe, but it really wasn't where he might have wanted it to be. Kind of sounds like you and me, doesn't it? We believe, but maybe we're not so sure about some things. The saints had no problem. They were sure. They believed absolutely. I told you this story before, but there was a documentary on Father Solanus Casey, and there was a priest from his community that was talking about Father Casey. And he said something that just struck me to the core and has never left me. He said, the difference between Father Casey and the rest of us is that he believed what Jesus said in the scriptures. It's like, Whoa, does that say it all? It's not that you and I don't believe what Jesus said. It's that he believed it in the depth of his heart. He lived it. Jesus said it. This is it. We look at it and go, yeah, Jesus said it, But I have to do this because he won't. Now, Father Casey believed he will. He said it. This is what he's going to do. He had no doubt. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. This kind, not only the demons, our unbelief can only be driven out through prayer. Until you know Jesus Christ, until you have such a profound relationship with him, you're going to entertain doubts. Only prayer puts us in that union with Christ. So that's incumbent on every last one of us, so that we do have that faith, not just in a generic sense, but in the practical sense, so that there is no doubt, so there is absolute trust, there is absolute confidence. That's how the saints walked. And that is possible for you and me as well. Then not only do we keep the devil at bay, but we have complete faith. No longer would we have to say, help my unbelief. Maybe today we need to say that. We pray for that day when our prayer will be so profound, our union with the Lord will be so deep, that there will no longer be a doubt. Because the devil and all of our doubts will be driven out through prayer.